Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a creative, a feminist, and a pastor. In this week's episode, we're given a Jesus story about humility. A Holy Shenanigans introduction to the work of poet and pastor George Herbert, who was called from a life of glory to one of service, and hear a song written in his honor to help us discern the difference between a life of glory and one of service, and how to use our heart, mouth, and hands in order to run, rise, and rest. In this week's Jesus story from Mark 10, James and John, affectionately dubbed the Sons of Thunder, come to ask Jesus a big favor. They ask Jesus if they can have seats besides Jesus in glory, or a great place of honor. Here's where I imagine a court, with kings and queens and lords and ladies, and James and John boldly asking the king or queen's family to move out of the way so that they can have their seat. The words that catch my attention the most in this lesson are the Sons of Thunder seeking glory, and Jesus telling them the truth that they have no idea what they're asking. Jesus cuts to the chase and tells them that their focus, their seat, is to follow him and to serve others. In this story, Jesus goes on to unpack the contrast of glory-seeking and service to others. One is driven by ego, and the other, compassion. One looks inward and asks, "Who will do this for me?" The other looks out and sees the needs around them and asks, "Who can I help today?" This week's Bible lesson about glory and service led me on an unexpected Holy Shenanigans journey to learn a little bit more about the life of George Herbert, a poet, pastor, and musician. A few weeks ago, I stumbled across an old hymn written by George Herbert, and the lyrics captured my attention for this week's lesson. George Herbert was a Welsh-born poet, orator, and priest of the Church of England. His poetry is associated with the writings of metaphysical poets, and he's recognized as one of the foremost British devotional lyricists. Here's a little bit more background on George's life, one that started with glory, and one that led to service. As a youth, George attended Trinity College, Cambridge, and became the university's public orator and attracted the attention of King James I. He served the Parliament of England in 1624 and briefly in 1625. And after the death of King James, Herbert renewed his interest in ordination. He gave up his secular ambitions in his mid-30s and took holy orders in the Church of England, spending the rest of his life as a rector of a rural parish. He was noted for his unfailing care for his parishioners bringing the sacraments to them when they were ill, and providing food and clothing for those in need. In addition to being a pastor, he was a poet, a writer, and a composer, but due to his ill health, he died 3 years into his call to parish ministry at the age of 39. Upon his passing, this liturgy was written in remembrance of George's life. Our God and King, who called your servant George Herbert from this pursuit of worldly honors to be a pastor of souls, a poet, and a priest in your temple, give us grace, we pray, joyfully to perform the tasks you give us to do, knowing that nothing is menial or common that is done for your sake. Amen. The way I came across the story of George's life was in reading my prayer book and preparing for a midweek worship service. I had not gone seeking his words, but as I turned to the daily reading for that day on the theme of service to others, I read these words by George Herbert. Enrich, Lord, heart, mouth, hands in me, with faith, with hope, with charity, that I may run, rise, and rest with thee. The words of this hymn stopped me in my tracks. Its emphasis of God working through and in the whole person made me wonder what else this author had written, and if the music to this lyric existed anywhere. After some searching and having no luck in finding the tune to this lyric, I took some inspiration from George as a musician and a poet myself. I walked over, picked up my guitar, and started to tinker with these words, adapting this lordship language from the 1600s to be more inclusive and communal. And I came up with a melody that fit. Heart, mouth, and hands, run, rise, and rest. The first ideation of my version of George's work led to another and another, and with the help of my friend Bob, who just so happened to have a personal collection of George's work in his home library, we have come up with a song inspired by the writing of George Herbert. This song reminds us to use the gifts we have to love God, others, and self, to run, to rise, to rest, to find some balance or flow, to forget the temptation to seek the glory of box seats with Jesus, because Jesus never really sat in court with all that pomp and circumstance. Jesus' call was one of service, caring for people, walking with people, walking alongside with people. Jesus isn't in the box seats. Jesus is with the people. So as you listen to this song, a thank you to Bob, my local George Herbert historian, for the lyrics on verse 3. Consider where you are to run, rise, and rest today. How can your heart, mouth, and hands, partnered with others in community, with God and Spirit, help serve somebody today? Heart, mouth, and hands, run, rise, and rest. God, heart, mouth, hands, and me, with faith, with hope, with charity, that we may run, rise, and rest with thee. What is the calling of this day? The act of love along the way. Just one thing run, run.
faith, with hope, with love to do, that we may run, rise, and rest with you. What is the calling of this day? The act of love along the way. Just one thing.
Thank you for joining us this week for Holy Shenanigans. Surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable spiritual adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. Blessings to you. May we continue to work together to love one another with our heart, mouth, and hands, to run, rise, and rest.
Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.